William Morris was one of the founders of the English Arts and Crafts movement. The movement was about more than decoration and craft. It was a belief in the ability of art to reinvigorate our lives. The movement took flight in the midst of the Industrial Revolution, where urban spaces and living conditions, particularly for workers, were becoming worse and worse. It was becoming uglier and uglier, and life was terrible. William Morris was a utopian, up to a point. He wholeheartedly believed that the way we design our life, our houses, our chairs, our wallpaper, determines the kind of life we have, literally. That's also why he's called the upholstery revolutionary. He looked at the smallest detail. He started with books because you have complete control over them. It's where you can create a Gesamtkunstwerk. They're the most beautiful books you could ever imagine. Then he moved on to bookcases. He created a small library. He upholstered chairs. He said that you can tell how people feel by looking at their walls. So he created the most beautiful wallpapers ever seen. And so step by step, the spaces became larger and larger, culminating in the Red House. Situated in this gorgeous garden, they lived in a form of a collective, a community, where everyone had their own room and where meals were shared in this giant dining room lit by candles and torches. And what's more, they were swingers and shared wives, ate vegetarian food, and were actually more relevant today than back then. The idea was that a wonderful life needed beautiful surroundings. Everyone has a right to a bookcase. Everyone has a right to a little piece of nature. Everyone has a right to make their surroundings as beautiful as possible, because that will make their lives beautiful too.